866-2237.
Iran is amping up on the nuke front, but of course you knew that. We've been talking about that for the past year. Israel, though, has their sights set on whether or not they need to make a move now before it's too late. What does this all mean for us in the United States? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We start off overseas, we end up in our own backyard, and we're all over the map. That's the beauty of this little old show, and you can be a part of it by throwing in your two cents at any time, left, right, somewhere in between. We're not worried about your stripes. It's just the opinion that counts. Everybody's got one, right? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You'll want to keep the number close when you want to vent or you want to throw out that opinion. Lots of opinions flying around about Blago. You know who Blago is, right? Short for the former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, who was a reality star for a brief moment, was the former governor of Illinois till he was booted, and was accused of trying to sell Barack Obama, the president's Senate seat, once he left for Washington, D.C., and there were hundreds of wiretaps on the former governor, which was the main piece of evidence used day after day in this trial. The jury had it for 14 days once it finally went to the jury. Now the gov was found guilty of lying. That's it. I think Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, not used to taking this kind of a punch in the gut, because that's what I think it felt like to him. They thought they had Blago on a lot of counts, figured they were going to put him away maybe for the rest of his life. Here's what Blagojevich had to say afterwards.
I did not lie to the FBI. I've told the truth from the very beginning. This is a persecution. We didn't even put a defense on, and the government couldn't prove its case. I just want to express my gratitude to the men and women of the jury and remind the people of Illinois, I didn't let you down. The jury has shown that the government couldn't prove that I did anything wrong, notwithstanding the fact that the government threw everything but the kitchen sink at me, that on every count except for one and every charge except for one, they could not prove that I did anything wrong.
All right, now it's up to what happens in a retrial. Already they're talking about August 26th to start this process again. Blagojevich's attorney, Sam Adam Jr., talking to reporters, holding court afterwards very late in the day into the evening, dinner hours, said, why are we spending $30 million on a retrial when they couldn't prove it the first time? The government could not prove their case. Wow. I thought they would get him on a few counts, but it was only one, lying to the feds. That's it. He faces up to 5 years in prison on the one count he was convicted of, the false statements to the FBI. And it's the fourth time since 1973, and just the second time, by the way, in 4 years that a one-time Illinois governor has been convicted of wrongdoing. So the jury's verdict was read out loud, of course. The former governor stood stony silent, shook his head just a little bit. His wife and entourage not far behind him. There was media all over the place on this one. And Blagojevich now goes home. He says he's lived through the most surreal experience that you can possibly imagine, that you can possibly ever expect. So afterwards, you heard a little bit of what Blago said, and he went on to say, God bless you, God bless you, I didn't let you down, shook hands with a ton of people, high-fived spectators. It looked like the outside of the United Center, frankly, when the Bulls were hot. That's how many people were around to see what was going to happen. Now it's the retrial situation, so the U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald and also Robert Grant, head of the FBI in Chicago, were in the courtroom for the announcement. I think they were a little bit surprised. They didn't expect that. The 23 deadlock counts call into question, if we were doing this from a legal analyst point of view, the wisdom, I guess, of that mid-trial decision to try to streamline the government case by not calling several key witnesses to testify. Some of those witnesses, you know their names, are people that are involved in the administration currently in Washington, and maybe this time around it'd be a little bit different when they start this all up again on the 27th. But the one thing I would say and agree with, it's crazy. A retrial, who knows, a change of venue, whatever it is. But the bottom line is it's going to cost a ridiculous amount of money to do this all over again. And I think they will probably try to move it. I think they should drop it, though. The government took their shot. They got the conviction on the one count that this is on the taxpayers. The taxpayers are going to have to pay for this, and it's ridiculous. It's Chicago politics, in a way, at its very, very worst, which is the normal thing that the people deal with in that city and in that state, because, again, he was the governor of Illinois. We move from Blago, and we'll talk more about that, fair or foul, it's interesting, to the mosque debate, and we're talking about the Cordoba House, which, I'll say it again, it's not just a mosque. Everybody refers to it as a mosque, and it is that, but it's an Islamic center, 13 floors of an Islamic center that includes shopping and other places of worship and meeting rooms and eating facilities, all that kind of stuff. So now this mosque / Islamic center has captivated many Americans. It's not a New York issue. This was all about New York, and it was going up in New York near Ground Zero, two blocks away, but it's grown into really a cancer for the Democrats. So, I mean, it's way beyond New York's borders, way beyond it. The controversy is all over the map on this one, and a lot of Democrats do not agree with it. The biggest is who we told you about the other day, Senator Harry Reid, who's saying, no, they got to move this thing. And I'm thinking there's probably a chance now, because of the pressure, that it just might flat out be moved. And the question is still the same question we've talked about for weeks. Should this Islamic center be built near Ground Zero, which we all know, the former site of the World Trade Center towers? And Bloomberg, the mayor of that city, is pushing as hard as he can to make it a reality and to try to rally the troops there. And there's massive discussions going on, from what I understand, with not just the Democrats, but also the Republicans, too. So it's become a national hot point or flashpoint in the wake of the president's initial comments at a Ramadan dinner on Friday. We're going to let you hear those comments later in this hour and then some more reaction to that. But because we were talking about Blagojevich and how he always put that positive spin on it, maybe there was something to it for him that helped him getting through this trial, or the confusion on all those counts. We're going to talk to the ATN head shrinker, who's going to advise us about the dangers in this world of too much positive thinking. That's next here on ATN.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com. For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
It's the same subject. It goes along with the same thing. I was talking to a doctor the other day. We were talking about medications, and this went along with another discussion I had with a pharmacist who said the, you know, she could not believe the amount of people taking antidepressants. Remember the book, The Secret, runaway hit just a couple of years ago, or The Power of Positive Thinking? I went to B&N today just for grins. I was checking at the, you know, looking at the books that were available on positive thinking, and I couldn't believe how many I saw. I counted 55, and there are probably some others that the title I wasn't sure of. But what happens when you find that you fill your head with nothing but the positive and still negative things happen to you? There's a lot of disillusionment, I believe, that people are carrying around because of that. It's been a while, but it's always a pleasure to welcome the ATN head shrinker to the show. There's none better. Judith Barr, here she is coming in from the virtual green room. Judith, thanks for popping back on with us. We appreciate your time.
I'm delighted to be here with you, Kate.
You know, I got a note from you, and you were talking about the dangers of positive thinking. And it's funny, I just had a discussion like this with somebody a couple of weeks ago, because the book The Secret is coming out. They're doing another sequel to it or something, and a lot of people read that book and thought that if they just could think that they're going to be thin and they're going to be a supermodel or they're going to get that parking space, that it would work out for them. Now, some people really believe that happens and it has worked for them, or they think so. But then other people become massively disillusioned. So why is it that you think the positive thinking can't create that lasting change that so many people are longing for?
Kate, even if the people who think it is working for them, even if it appears to be, you can't just go think positive things and ignore what is inside you beneath that. And one of my concerns is that they call it positive and negative. You know, we all have painful feelings. We have them from the time we're little babies. It's not all that we have, but there are painful feelings. And that is like, that's what really is meant when people say negative thoughts and feelings. They're talking about stay away from the pain. And we have become so afraid of the pain and of the feelings that are painful that we avoid them like the plague. But when you do that, what you're doing is the same thing we do as little kids. When we're little kids and we feel pain, it's too much to bear, especially when we're really, really young. And so what we do is reflexively we push down and bury the pain and find something else to do with ourselves. It's really like a reflex, a protective reflex. So if you're feeling pain today and what you do is go to the positive and push down the pain, you're doing the exact same thing, just in a different form with your mind instead of perhaps just a reflex emotional thing. And what that does when you bury the pain is somehow it will come back up again to what I call haunt us. It may come up in a way that it we create something or it drives us to create something in our lives so those feelings can come out, but it's driving us unconsciously if we've pushed it under again. So that's the danger, that it's still in there. The pain is still in there. I don't see the pain or the painful feelings as negative. I see them as feelings that reflect the pain we experienced or the wounds we have that needs to come up for us to purposefully and safely feel it for healing.
Yeah, so if a lot of people, Judith, are running around doing that, it could have the opposite effect. If most of us are trying to do it, or a big chunk of us are trying to do that, what would the effect be in our neighborhoods, in our world, if everyone was doing the same thing and not dealing with real life and real pain?
Well, let's use the example of the recession.
Mm.
When the recession came, people were very scared. People's pain about not having enough and their fears about not having enough and whatever each person's particular fears were from childhood got triggered. But from what I can see, most people, Kate, have just taken care of things on the outside. They've paid off bills, or they've given up things, or they've put a lot into savings, or they've gotten extra jobs. And they've felt that those things were positive things. And I'm not saying it was not a healthy thing for people to do some of those things. Some outer changes do need to be made in occasions like that. But the problem is people push down the fears and push down the pain from childhood and from whatever that stemmed from. So let's say we have millions of people in our country who are afraid they'll never have enough. And what they've done is to do things in the outer world and trying to get to the positive, but they've buried that fear and the feeling that they'll never have enough. So that's going to come up. It's going to come up to haunt them. Maybe no matter how hard they try, they won't be able to create enough. Or maybe they'll create riches in their life, but no matter how many riches they create, it will never feel like enough. And that will drive us individually and as a country, as an economy, as a world economy, to keep doing really unhealthy things, to be making decisions not from a healthy, conscious place here and now, but from a very young place inside us without even realizing we're doing that.
Yeah, I wonder, and we know that, and you've said this, some positivity is great in your life, but not dealing with things is not good. Then we'd be running around and we'd all be like ostriches. And ultimately, here's what I would worry about too, Judith, and let me know your thoughts on this. What about the younger generation coming up? What are they being taught if they're seeing that? If that's all they're being told, positive, 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 could that do the same thing to kids, for example, in elementary school?
Absolutely. What the parents have learned and what the parents teach get taught all the way down. It gets modeled all the way down, just in terms of how the parents and the teachers and the other adults are interacting with them and with each other. And it gets, the children get affected directly. Let's say you have a parent who's trying really, really hard to just do positive thinking and feelings. Mm. And let's say their child is hurt and really starts wailing from the hurt, and the parent kind of distracts them and tries to get them to feel better and to think positive. Oh, you'll be all right. That parent is depriving the child of going through the feelings of pain to the other side. And what we need for our healing, not just individually, but as a culture and a world society, Kate, is to build the capacity to feel those feelings and to utilize them well, to be able to tell which feelings are here and now feelings that we need to act on, and which feelings are feelings that are red flags or guides to our early wounds, that those feelings can help us heal the early wounds.
Yeah. This is a different subject. It's the same subject. It goes along with the same thing. I was talking to a doctor the other day. We were talking about medications, and this went along with another discussion I had with a pharmacist who said she could not believe the amount of people taking antidepressants continuously. In other words, from some of the younger people to all the way up, that it was the most that she can ever remember people coming in for antidepressants. Now, I think that some people certainly need them, and it does help many people depending on what they're struggling with. But do you feel like there's a medication thing here, too, about, okay, we just got to feel positive, and so whatever it takes, you know, whatever I have to do, I'm just going to do it. If I have to take pills, but maybe I don't need them, I don't want to deal with the ugly feelings. Do you think there's something with that, too?
I'm very concerned about that. It's a very literal way in which we medicate our feelings. And when people can't get the literal medication, they medicate their feelings in other ways. They drink, they use non-medical drugs, they overwork, they oversex, they get addicted to TV and the computer. You know, that's what I'm saying. We are so afraid of our feelings that people will do whatever they need to do to not have to feel them. Instead, I mean, imagine if we had a world where children were taught by parents who had done their own work to build their capacity to feel, to go through the feelings and come out the other side knowing I have the strength to feel whatever I need to feel, and then to be able to make clear, conscious, healthy choices about what needs to happen next. It would be a different world. That's what I'm working towards.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's a great cause, because we can see that hopelessness that sadly is spreading among a lot of people. Judith, I want to tell everyone that they can go to your website. It's, of course, 3Ws, powerabusepowerhealed.com. Judith Barr, always a pleasure to have you on America Tonight.
Just two hard wise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. Hardwise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of Heartwise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order Heartwise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
All right, interesting stuff. What Judith Barr had to say about the whole positive thinking movement. She has some excellent points, and you can see it, especially got to the end there, talking about the medication and what's happened across America. I think the idea is just forget it. We want to feel good no matter what the cost. So however we have to medicate it, we're going to do it. But she's right. Then the problem isn't dealt with. We see the results of that. We see what happens as the anger and other feelings build up in people, bubble over, and sometimes lead to heinous events in our country. And it seems to have gotten worse. The rage, you can almost feel the tension at times among certain people. It's very odd. And I've noticed this probably for the last 2 years. And she points out the recession, and I think that's really when it hit. The mortgages going underwater, the whole subprime thing, a lot of people seeing their 401ks evaporate, and the stress that that has put on the backs of so many middle Americans. You can see it all around you, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, look around in church, look around when you're in the store, look around in your neighborhood, and you'll see it. Trust me, my friends, you will. All right, we started off talking about Blagojevich found guilty on just the one count. So the former Illinois governor gets to wait until August 26 when this whole thing starts all over again. The only thing he was found guilty of was making false statements to the FBI. Jurors were hung on 23 other counts. 23 other counts. Woo! How about that? So we move along as we've only scratched the surface here in this hour of the show to talk about a couple of other things that has happened in the backyard, meaning here in the United States. And that includes something that happened not too, just a stone's throw away from where I live. I was woken up in the morning, somebody had sent me a text, and they were texting me over and over again. You know, we do that thing where you leave your phone on for fear that something will happen and you need to get the phone. So I had the phone on, and lo and behold, everything's exaggerated, right? This is the message I got. There's a guy with a semi-automatic. He's in your neighborhood, and he's might be shooting at people. Wow. That's something to wake up to. Well, it turns out, yes, this wasn't too far from my neighborhood. It was Collin College, but it was in a place called McKinney, Texas, and it's very close to where I live, yes. But it was at a college campus, near a college campus, and most of the people weren't there because they're out of session, but coming back in the next week or two. And there was a man that had an altercation with the police and did have a gun, did have a flak jacket on, started firing, was killed. Before that happened, set a truck on fire, and it made huge national headlines. And the reasons why, they're still trying to explore what the possibility is that he would have done such a thing. We're going to let you hear what the sheriff had to say coming up in our next segment when we go to the police blotter. Because lately, you know, we kind of ditched that for a while, but lately there's just too much to talk about. So we'll get to that. And also the mother who said she was overwhelmed, so she put her kids in the car. Very reminiscent to Susan Smith back in the early 90s in South Carolina, and the kids were killed. They were so young, so crazy to think about that. When someone's overwhelmed, why, with so many people in this country who would take the kids in or organizations who would help out, the overwhelming feeling's okay, but to kill the kids, getting in someone's mind and figuring out, wow, how do they do that? How does a mother do that? And these babies, their babies, were less than 3 years old. So we'll also touch on that too. JetBlue feeling the squeeze. This is a follow-up in our free-for-all. Remember, they just had the incident with Steven Slater. He's the flight attendant who had been on the job for decades, decided he had enough when he was supposedly prodded by a nasty passenger who swore at him and hit his head, although that might have been accidentally, with the overhead, slamming the overhead down. And he decided he had enough, went down the emergency chute, grabbed some beers, and then the rest is history. And he really has become a hero for a lot of people who want to say, take this job and shove it, you know, the old song. But the reality is, you can't do that on the job. Are you kidding me? Especially when you deal with the public. Last week we had Rick Wells on to talk about that. He's been in the restaurant business forever. And, you know, in the restaurant business, there's where you have people who imbibe and say things off the cuff, flirt with the waitress, you complain about the service, complain about the food, whatever it might be. But you deal with certainly some negativity in the public. And he said, you can't do that. He's right. You have to figure out a way to diffuse it. So anyway, the follow-up is, I talked to someone at the JetBlue corporate offices late today to find out if they were, really I was finding out if they were going to have Slater come back in any way. And they don't know what's going to happen with him, but they are going to revive a thing, a deal that they did that a lot of people jumped on and made their name big, this unlimited travel deal. So it allows somebody to travel, to fly anywhere they want for 1 month and as much as they want. The offer happened, it's probably last year. I want to say it was last year. And this one is on sale through August 20th, and you can travel between September 7th and October 6th. Now, check this out. You can choose two deals. There's a $700 package where you can travel any day of the week to any of the domestic or international travel spots that they have, or there's this $500 package that excludes travel on Fridays and Sundays. Last year, so many people wanted to take part in it. I think they crashed. I mean, they sold so many of those packages, they couldn't entertain anymore. They had to cut them off. So I think, yes, they had done this before, but it's part and parcel of putting out some positive spin out there. So that's what JetBlue is doing. Because of the Slater incident, yeah, let's, you know, this guy curses out a plane full of passengers because they ultimately, everybody sitting there, had to listen to what he was saying, then did the escape chute thing and went down to, you know, to the bottom of the tarmac and had his drinks in hand. So the timing of this is interesting, but wouldn't it be great if you could take advantage of that? You know, you have friends all over the country, and you saved up a few pennies in a jar somewhere. It added up to $700, and you could just hop all over the place. The destinations were right, and you could go visit people, so you could crash in their spare room or on their fold-out couch and really get to see some other areas around the United States. And I bet that a lot of you have friends and family all over the place because nobody stays in the same neighborhoods anymore. It's such a rarity. There's always some part of the family that's gone off into different parts of the United States or even elsewhere. So that would be kind of interesting. But the reason is for the spin. That's the follow-up. Don't know what we're going to do with Slater. Oh, by the way, we have this other thing going on that a lot of people were interested in and jumped on last time when we sold it out in no time. So we're doing that again. How about that? We're going to do it again. A lot of you sent emails to AmericaTonight.net to talk about something I mentioned on a previous show about General McChrystal. Somebody wrote to me, Gary wrote and said, is it really true that McChrystal is going to the classroom? Are you kidding or are you just joking around? I wasn't joking around. The retired general, I think by now it's probably all over the news, is doing these paid speaking appearances. But he's also going to be lecturing at Yale this fall, and he's got a lot of interest in the class, as you can imagine. I mean, look, this is the guy who was the leader of the coalition in Afghanistan until he was forced to resign because of the controversy of the comments that were published in Rolling Stone magazine. What kid on the campus of Yale does want to hear more from General McChrystal, who now can be unplugged because he's not part of the military? He's retired, so he can speak out on whatever he wants to speak out on. So he's they call it a senior fellow with the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs. That's what the focus is going to be. It's a graduate-level seminar, so no, I wasn't making this up, for students in the International Relations Master's Program. And according to Yale, they just announced this, but the phones are ringing off the hook because kids are getting their courses ready, and they're calling to ask about this particular course that he is going to be teaching. But it's for a small amount of people. You'd have to be graduate level, the whole seminar thing. I think it's kind of cool, actually. It'd be fun to sit on. I think it'd be fun to sit in and hear what the retired general had to say in the very first class. You know, usually where people come in, they're bleary-eyed, they don't care, they're not paying attention. You guys have all been there, right, at some point in your school career. I don't care if it was in your younger years or when, where you just can't keep your eyes open. I bet you the eyeballs are wide open when McChrystal comes into the room. And I would be curious as to what he would have to say on that very first lecture. Absolutely. By the way, we're trying to get him to come on the show, but he hasn't done really any media. I put America Tonight on the list, though, if he decides that he wants to go in that direction. All right, coming up next, the crime blotter. Stay with us.
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tonight's the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Time for the police blotter, if you will. You know, every day there are crazy things, obviously, that happen in a country our side and so many suburbs and cities. And you do shake your head, though, when you hear some of the insane things that people do. And you always come up with the same thing. It's the why, and it's the why that tears at people. It's the why for the relatives of people who were killed. It's the why for the family of the person who does the killing. It's always the why, and a lot of times you never get the answer to that. So something crazy happened this morning, 30 miles north of Dallas. Started about 9 o'clock in the morning. A 29-year-old guy, his name was Patrick Gray Sharp, was in a truck, and he was hauling a trailer. He was doing this in front of the Department of Public Safety. It was a giant building facility in this town called McKinney. And he had explosive substances, we'll say, in his truck. So what was he trying to do? He set the truck on fire. It ignited the ammunition inside of the truck, and what the police think is that it was simply a tactic to pull people out of the buildings so he would have targets. And he tried to set fire to the truck's trailer that had wood chips and road flares and gasoline and ammonia nitrate fertilizer. We know where that goes, but it didn't ignite. So it was kind of an improvised explosive device, if you will. So once that all happened and it didn't ignite, he went across the street to a piece of this campus of a college, Collin College, where he started firing on the offices and windows and on employees who were outside. A bunch of the structures were mostly hit by the bullets, but nobody else was hit. So eventually, with the police there, he was killed after he was exchanging shots back and forth. Although it looked like he killed himself. So, you know, who delivered the fatal shot? You know, I don't know. And the police were baffled by this because they're saying it was unprecedented. He had a plan. He was trying to activate that plan. He was heavily, heavily armed. And he looked like he knew what he wanted to do. But what they don't know is the why. Like I said, they don't know why he wanted to do it. He had an assault rifle, a 12-gauge shotgun, a 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, and then he had loaded ammunition mags that were found all over his body. They had about 100 shell casings that were recovered from the scene. And, boy, I'll tell you what the police there are saying, and this is why it's worth bringing up especially, is that there weren't these injuries, so many to the police, because of their advanced training, that they've had a lot of advanced training after September 11th, after the terror attacks in New York. And also the building itself, the work on the building, that it really took most of the blow, and that way from all of the bullets. So that way, you know, nobody was killed inside. They're trying to figure out why he targeted the police department there and also Collin College. He was a student at one point, and nobody can seem to make sense of this, heads or tails, as one might say, of why he decided that this was what he was going to do. It wasn't that he was a former employee. He was a student but didn't seem to have any kind of a problem with the school, which is what is so very odd about the whole thing. And like I said, we know that this happens across America, where we had the guy in Connecticut, but he had a beef. He had a beef with the people he was working for. He was stealing. And in this case, and he killed people. In this case, nobody was killed. They can't figure out what the beef was with this guy. So anyway, here is Sheriff Larry Williams in McKinney, Texas. Or not Sheriff Williams. Here is, it's another sheriff. We have Deputy Police Chief Brewer, who's talking about what happened, what they know and what they're piecing together now from this whole thing that happened in McKinney.
We are taking every precaution at this point in time to ensure that there is no other explosive devices inside of that vehicle. The ammunition was in the Ford pickup. And once the Ford pickup caught on fire, that's what spawned the ammunition to go off. We believe there is just one shooter at this point in time.
So one shooter, they didn't, you know, he was talking about the ammunition there at the time, heavily armed. So what was he trying to do? What was he after? He was on, you know, a hate day. He was a hater. I don't know. And at this point, that's the mystery. They're still at this hour trying to unravel and trying to figure out what it is that made him do this. Here's the other part of it. now this becomes, because of Patrick Sharp, when we talk about gun rights, this is another one of those things. Up, see, look what happens. Look what happened in Connecticut. Look what happens here. And this is the problem with guns, which that's not the answer. So I hope that doesn't become more fuel for that fire. All right, this was a terribly sad story about the kids in South Carolina. And briefly, we talked about this the other day. The dead kid's mother fought with the grandmother over parenting issues, apparently. And Shaquan Dooley wanted to be free of all of that. So she decided to smother the two little boys. She put their bodies into her sedan and then sent the car into the Edisto River. And Monday, police responded to some calls about this car. And initially, when they questioned her, she lied. She said she was driving along a country road and lost control of the car and walked a mile and told a whole long story about flagging down someone who called for help. And they could tell right away there was too many holes in the story. Something was wrong because there was no signs, number one, that she had even been in the water. So finally, she admitted that she smothered her children. And then at points, she would break down and start to talk again. She's kind of all over the map. And once again, it's the why factor, because the details about her life just aren't there. Police say she was living with her mother and has another child, a five-year-old, who the grandmother is now taking care of. And she was overwhelmed. She was in a lot of trouble. She was unemployed and wasn't taking care of her kids and was blaming her kids, apparently, for all of her problems, and had a lot of heated arguments about being a more reliable mother. And the town where, you know, where she's from is a place called Orangeburg, very small, 13,000 people, and this is about 40 miles south of Columbia. And it's eerily similar to the 1994 story that I mentioned before. Susan Smith made big national headlines, killed her sons, a 3-year-old and a 14-year-old. She strapped them into the car and sent that car into the lake and then made up a big, long, crazy story, too, that was eventually shot down, and she's in prison for life. So the South Carolina Department of Social Services, fielding all these calls, has no record of her and it is receiving any monies, any of that kind of stuff. And the only thing that anyone can tie together with her is that she checked into a hotel and the people that registered her said they never saw the boys, and she seemed very scary and nervous, and that she was gone by 6 in the morning. So perhaps, and this is the theory, she murdered them in the hotel room, put them in the car, and then the rest is some very gruesome history, unfortunately. Why, oh why, people don't ask for help. All right, you can send me your thoughts on the show at AmericaTonight.net.